Seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners. I'm your host, Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. And Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was also the seventh divinely appointed imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, it is interesting to know that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the testamentary trustee and he was the seventh divinely appointed successor, vice-regent, imam of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam was also the testamentary trustee and the only successor of the sixth divinely appointed imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq alayhi salam. It is interesting, but we find in the life of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam that he went through great ordeals, difficulties, trials, tribulations, troublesome afflictions, and it was not limited to these. Matter of fact, Imam al-Kazim was held hostage in prisons. He was put through pain and torture, and it can be said that he was very much like the Messiah, Isa ibn Maryam, in his devotions, his piety, and his asceticism. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام لن تكونوا مؤمنين حتى تعدوا البلاء نعمة والرخاء مصيبة وذلك أن الصبر عند البلاء أعظم من الغفلة عند الرخاء.
Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam stated, "You will not be believers until you consider the ordeal as a bounty and ease as an affliction. For patience during an ordeal is greater than oblivion during ease."
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us on the program. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. In the beautiful conversations of the Ahlul Bayt, the progeny, and the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, we find, dear friends, that they talk about patience. And they talk about how patience is a very important virtue, and patience is a virtue which leads to a human being's perfection, their kamal, their perfection, as it is known in Arabic. The term that is frequently used is al-insan al-kamil, the complete, perfect, whole, complete human being. Of course, as we have seen al-insan al-kamil in the Ahlul Bayt and in the Messenger of Allah and in the previous messengers, of course, this perfection of the human being, the most perfect of them all, being the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad. So along these lines, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, the seventh divinely appointed Imam, he says that misfortune is one for the patient and misfortune is two for the impatient. Now this seems like such a simple statement, and at the same time, it seems like, well, how does this make sense? Misfortune is misfortune. How can it be one for a certain individual, and how can it be two for another individual? Well, here what Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam is saying is that when you are patient, the misfortune is one, meaning it is relatively less. It is relatively controllable. It is relatively manageable. So it is one. But on the other hand, if you are impatient, then that same misfortune becomes two. Meaning, when you are impatient, the misfortune relative to being patient, the misfortune becomes bigger. The misfortune becomes greater. The misfortune becomes more complicated. And then being impatient in the face of this misfortune leads to other issues and problems, such as perhaps depression, frustration, anxiety, stress. And so for the impatient, that misfortune becomes two. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
That the Imam alayhi salam encouraged the fulfilling of the needs. This man by the name of Ibrahim al-Jammal comes. There is another individual, wants something fulfilled. Ibrahim al-Jammal immediately knows what to do. Goes, comes back. Imam alayhi salam asks him, "Oh Ibrahim, did you fulfill it?" Ibrahim says, "Laqad qadaha Allah." Allahu Akbar. Look at those companions next to the Imam. They wouldn't even say, "I have done it. Allah has fulfilled it." Imam alayhi salam would say to him, "By God, the fulfilling of the hajar of the believers is more pleasurable to me than the performance of the tawaf for an entire week around the holy Kaaba." Imam alayhi salam would want to encourage this. And when the Abbasids, one after the other, saw this, when Al-Hadi witnessed the movements of the Imam, and especially the rise of the Shia, he committed the massacre of Al-Fakh. More than 235 of the followers, of the family rather, of Ali Muhammad, including the one who headed the group, Al-Husayn ibn Ali, and his sister Zainab, were killed in an area known as Fakh. The children were slaughtered. What happened was that the Abbasids recognized the rise of the Imam and they saw his growing influence amongst the Shia. And therefore, the campaigns of persecution, tyranny, and oppression intensified and increased from the time of Mansur.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, Fi Amanillah, and God bless you all.